This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And, you know, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. What they've done is they've gone out there and done all the work, figured out all the shapes. All you have to do is make the decision as to which one is the one you want, and then you're going to have the ergonomic excellence you so rightfully deserve with your weapon. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Okay, you know, if we're looking at these municipal and state laws as the gateway drug, if you will, for the left, then this next one should make every one of you, and if some of you don't have guns already, you need to think about getting guns over this one. Okay. Now this is coming out of Berkeley, you know, the place that always burns whenever they have somebody conservative going there to speak to the children. To the college children. Yeah. The Berkeley City Council on Tuesday night declared what it called a climate emergency with more global significance than World War II and demanded an immediate effort to humanely stabilize population and reverse ecological overshoot. Now, for anyone that's ever watched anything regarding World War II and the eugenics that were practiced during World War II, the humanely stabilized population should be chilling you right now at the very base of your spine. This resolution, which invoked the global conflict between the Axis and the Allies, charges that Americans bear an extraordinary responsibility to solve the crises facing the environment. Now, and for some reason, they think the Bay Area, where it's, you know, $4,000 a month to rent a closet to live in, they think that they are the world leaders on this, and this is where it's kicking off, Berkeley. So, They said during World War II, the Bay Area came together across race, age, class, gender, and other differences in an extraordinary regional mobilization, building and repairing Liberty ships, converting car assembly plants into tank manufacturing facilities, their little resolution reads. A similar effort is necessary today to confront an even greater threat, according to their little document. We can rise to the challenge of the greatest crisis in history by organizing politically to catalyze a national and global climate emergency effort, employing local workers in a mobilization effort, building and installing renewable energy infrastructure. Now, during World War II, 60 million people died, which was a gigantic slice of the world population during the time. But according to the Berkeley City Council, another thinning of the herd is necessary now. They note that reversing ecological overshoot and halting the sixth mass extinction requires an effort to preserve and restore half Earth's biodiversity in interconnected wildlife corridors and to humanely stabilize population. This resolution was put forward by a charmer named Cheryl Davila, Davila, excuse me, and she then invokes Pope Francis's comment that humanity is on the verge of global suicide and that God's creation is at stake. She also calls for a global climate summit in San Francisco in September and a push to educate our citizens about the climate emergency. And the most substantial promise is for Berkeley to become a carbon sink by 2030, and that's a term that means the city's greenhouse gas emissions will be in the negative. In addition to population control and a national mobilization effort, according to the Berkeley City Council, residents should avoid consumerism and narcissism. Now, does climate change and the way they wish to administer it, is this beginning to gel with you, if it hasn't already? Do you understand what is being proposed here? What's being proposed here is that somewhere, somehow, some way, if this, and I have no doubt that there's a lot of people that feel this way, that are climate change cultists, if you will. This is their license to kill. Humanely stabilize population. Well, that means there must be a number that is the magic number, which they don't mention what the magic number is on this one. But so I want you to think about what this is saying. With Obamacare. They called them death panels, and that's what they should have been called, because this is essentially what they have in Britain with young Charlie Gard. You know, Charlie Gard, he had a panel decide that his life was not worth saving, that he should die and die soon. They couldn't solve the issue, and he should just die. And that's happening in Britain right now, where they're also, if you're getting out there and saying, hello there, I don't like all these Islamists in my country, it's going to turn bad, I'm telling you, then you get locked up, and then you get ghosted. In the UK, the land of the Magna Carta, you've got the mayor of London saying, you know, one of the costs of living in a big city is these terrorist attacks where you might get mowed down on a bridge, stabbed, shot, whatever it is. That's the outlook. So, you know, we allow you to live until it's not convenient for the body politic, for the collective anymore. And then when you're done, you're done. And now, in the name of the global climate crisis, we have to thin the herd. Now, Here's what I'll tell you. I understand that nothing is finite. Okay, I understand that nothing is finite, but everybody on the planet today could fit into Texas. Okay, everybody in the planet today could fit into Texas. Go check that out. Just run a query. Could every soul on the planet fit into Texas? The answer is going to be yes. I think for some of the... Well, no, I'm not going to say that. That's not nice. The only crisis we have going on here is that some people are going to see this and they're going to think that this is real. And then they're going to be, you know, that we're going to be looking at each other saying, you've got mine. I don't want you to have mine. Because, you know, apparently there's going to be the good ones and the bad ones, and we have to humanely stabilize the population. If they show up at my door trying to humanely stabilize the population, they better bring some people at least of the caliber that I trained with this past weekend. Because it's going to be bad. Stabilize the population. The arrogance is stupefying. But if we don't pay attention to it, that's worse. Because that's what they want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of Knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, have I got some stuff coming for you from Boyd's. I mean, this is, the ergonomic excellence is already there, and I'm going to show it all to you. And I know I've been saying I'm going to do it. I'm finally got everything out of the way, so stand by. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Bank of America. Well, they want you to think that politics had anything to do with their decision to stop underwriting makers of military-style firearms after the Parkland shooting. Back when they announced the move following the Parkland High School shooting, or the Parkland High School murders, what we should call it, we predicted that cutting off funding from gun companies that make assault weapons would have precisely zero effect on the number of spree shootings in the United States. So it's good to hear that their executives leading the No Guns For Us campaign acknowledges that fact. And Funakane, their Bank of America's vice chairman, said, "We're not solving the problem," speaking at Fortune's Most Powerful Women International Summit in London this past Tuesday. She noted that key issues around mental health and gun ownership are matters of public policy outside of the bank's purview. Of course they're not solving the problem. They never expected to make even the slightest dent in the rate of gun violence, as they call it, in America. The decision to shun gun makers was a private sector gun control implemented entirely as a corporate image burnishing move to show how concerned and caring the banking giant is. We care about you. Just don't make the mistake of thinking politics had anything to do with it, okay? She also commented that the decision, which was made by Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan and Funakane, who also heads the company's Environmental, Social, and Governance Committee. Why would a bank have an environmental committee? Was not political, but aimed at lowering the temperature of fear among employees. You get that? The nation's second largest bank did it for their employees. We did it because we felt fear among employees. She said the bank had 150 employees and thousands. They got more than 100. And thousands of customers who had been personally affected by America's scourge of gun violence. Do they still drive cars? Do they still go see doctors? Do any of them have cancer? What about suicide? What about how many people are hanging themselves? What about, I don't know, what about drowning? Are we filling in our pools? See, I used to say in a remarkably cavalier fashion, listen, I know it was when I used to say it, but I would be like, something like, you know, Bill, if you quit smoking, you'd be healthier. I'd be like, you know, if I quit smoking and I could live forever, I'd do it. But you know what? I'm going to die anyway of something sooner or later, which is true, but it is not germane to what we're talking about here because it does make me healthier and I will live longer and I want to live longer and all this other stuff. And no, I'm not going to live forever because of it, because I don't smoke anymore. But I am going to live probably a little bit longer because I don't smoke anymore. So getting out there and talking that kind of smack is not good. So, the Bank of America employees are scared. And now the B of A has announced they won't be lending makers of weapons of war for civilian use. They feel much better because I want to know how many loans they had out there with the makers of the weapons of war. I want to know, and the other thing I want to know is, where are we issuing these semi-automatic only variants to go into combat? Because I'm sure those are some very angry combatants going out there with us. This is the same laughable rationale that United CEO Oscar Munoz trotted out when he was asked by shareholders why his airline canceled its NRA affiliate program. And that's so much good, so much more gooder for business. Funakane said the move has cost the bank some business, both of military-style gun makers as well as those who took issue with the Bank of America's decision, but she's pretty sure it also brought in some new customers as well. And you know what? As long as she's pretty sure, I'm good to go. So let's just say this. First of all, nobody took a survey at Bank of America going around saying, you know, are you afraid of there being guns out there? Does the fact that we loan money to gun manufacturers, or that we could loan money, or whatever their criteria was, does that scare you at home? When you go home and you're taking your shower at the end of the day, or you're on the squash court, or whatever it is you do when you're not here, are you so afraid that you just can't function? If we were to cut this off at the knees, at least from our portion, even though it makes no difference, even though it is public policy and falls in the purview of politics, but there's no politics involved here. If we were to cut it off, would that make you feel better? That's like saying to me, okay, that's like saying to me, listen, we don't think you should have sex because of STDs, of the really bad ones, you know, the ones that can kill you, you know, those kind of things. And we're going to advocate that. We're going to say we're not going to loan any money to businesses that make things to make that easier and more fun or whatever it is. And will that make you feel better? Are you afraid of that? We didn't even ask you if you were afraid of it, but do you feel better? Now, as usual, whoever she was spewing this drivel to didn't ring any of the 150 bank employees that have been touched by it and the thousands of customers that have been touched by it because, you know, this idea, when you look at how many murders are out there now, suicide is a thing altogether different. Suicide is an altogether different thing. And that's a different story. And we got to figure that one out. But, you know, when you look at how many murders actually occur outside of gang violence, which is drug crime, where's the fear coming from? How come that's all drummed up? I mean, this is an unforced error, if you will. Oh, well. Somebody's got to be stupid in the United States, right? Hey, listen, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Today, the Justice Department's IG report found that former FBI Director James Comey made a serious error in judgment by notifying Congress shortly before the 2016 election that the FBI was reopening its Clinton email probe case. FBI Director Christopher Wray said one of the things you can expect to be fixed is all the leaking.
We're doing a number of things on that regard. First, we issued a new media policy that's much stricter and much more clear than what had been in place before. Second, we're going to be doing intensive training on exactly those issues, things like the one that you alluded to, that includes contacts with the media. Third, we're going to make painfully clear to everybody that we won't tolerate noncompliance.
And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow Jones lost 25 points to close the day at 25,000. 1-800-875-1175. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is the, you know, Boyd's is the ergonomic genius who takes wood and turns it into a work of art that you then bolt to your gun and, then you are really, really going to be having a good time anytime you take that gun out to shoot. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, are you out there right now, as I am not? I mean, I'm not sitting around right now going, hey, what are we going to do about those DACA kids? We really need to do something for those DACA kids. Because until 2015, there was no such phrase as DACA. That was something given to us by our illustrious former president, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. Well, see, the GOP that currently controls the House in the form of Paul Ryan and a few other, you know, yahoos that are out there. They cannot stand the idea of all this winning that's going on right now. Just can't stand it. Now, Trump offered the Democrats a deal for the Dreamers. He said, you know, you guys have identified 800,000. I'll give you 1.8 million. We'll put them on a path to citizenship, it will be, you know, the same sort of path everybody that has to come to the United States will probably be on. It's not going to be amnesty or anything else, but we'll put them on the path. And all I want from you is I want to build the border wall. I want to tighten security. I want to secure the nation. And the Democrats walked away. The Democrats walked away from that. So now the Republicans in the House have decided to they're trying to negotiate a compromise for a series of votes on legalizing 11 million deferred action for childhood arrival recipients, coupling them with some border security measures to rope in some conservative votes. Now, it looks like the deal that Trump was pushing before, swapping DACA for a wall, so it shouldn't be that much of a shock, but the illegals and their advocates are calling it a victory, and moderates who lost their campaign to override congressional committees by just two votes short of the necessary 218 are keeping that maneuver open to maybe get more votes from their sour grapes fellows, so you can just bet which side of the equation is going to get the most press. So get ready. Because here come the illegal alien sob stories, calling us the bad guy for not letting these people in on the spot instead of asking them to go back to their home country, apply for the immigration status they want, the same way everybody else has to. You know, people with education, speak English, you know. And no, not all of them are white. We'll hear from the valedictorians and the MDs and the beaten wives, or more likely the beaten girlfriends, the migrants with expensively handicapped children, the military-aged young men who speak no English and who claim we owe them citizenship in order to keep them out of gangs, the people who paid MS-13 to smuggle them in and then claim they're running from MS-13 before they move into the houses owned by MS-13. The military veterans and all the other sob stories this bunch and their slick Mexican government-linked allies have subject us to in their bid to ensure that these people get something for free. And the Democrats get new voters. And the GOP sops get free, cheaper labor. Instead of they're simply having to obey immigration law. We'll get some Soros-backed human rights complaints about U.S. detention facilities, rhetoric about self-separated families, think tank talk about how illegals help the economy, and the sanctimonious calls for lawlessness over rule of law from the pulpit. Aren't we the lucky ones? What won't be a part of this debate is the things that disgust us about this undifferentiated group of good and bad immigrants, the violent activity of migrants at sports events cheering their home country's teams, the Mexican flag waving at U.S. paid-for university institutions, the middle fingers waved at us as borders are breached, and the anti-American statements from actual communist veterans of Central America's wars, the high incarceration rates of illegals. It's about a fourth of the prison population, well out of proportion for their numbers here. The loud screaming protests from illegals blocking our elected legislators and saying we owe them. And this isn't a call for mercy. And rest assured, none of these illegals will kiss the ground in gratitude the way legal immigrants do as they get it. The Chavista style demands for free stuff, the lack of English skills or any other saleable skill of large numbers of these immigrants, their inability to assimilate, the stolen Social Security numbers, the money paid to cartel smugglers, whose organizations grew big and strong based on the $6,000 crossing fees that the illegals paid them each, or the massive cost of handing the third world's finest all of the social services of a developed country in exchange for nothing. There won't be any talk about sorting the DACA recipients out and the choosing to allow only the best ones. You know, the ones with the English skills, some kind of record of academic accomplishment, and zero criminal activity beyond being in the country illegally, resembling that of most Americans, as well as necessary farm workers. None of that's going to get discussed. And meanwhile, even if the coming votes are coupled with border security measures, there's considerable electoral risk for the Republicans. Just ask Mark Sanford how that works. The Democrats will call this a victory, and the media will go along with that. And the border security measures that may accompany such a vote could easily be useless and defanged the way all the other tough border security measures have been. And worst of all, some federal judge may negate the enforcement measures of the law and leave only the amnesty. This is not a game here. We're talking about the national sovereignty of this country. The best path, you know, in the War Games movie with Matthew Broderick when he was still a kid, you know, the computer decided the best way to win the game was to not play the game. The best vote here would be no vote. Now, with this capitulation by the Republican leadership, Paul Ryan, now a reasonable solution is at the very best on a very narrow path. There's not going to be a lot of wiggle room on this one if we hold this vote. So I know what you want. I know what you're trying to do. And this is a new time. This is a new era. Ryan, you're going home. You know, people that aren't going to run for re-election anymore, I don't even know. Trey Gowdy, for example. Trey Gowdy, he's great. Trey Gowdy is standing back, and he's not going to do anything else, which he hasn't really done anything to begin with. And I know Trey, and I like Trey. I've had Trey on the show. But having said all of that, he's not going to do this anymore. He's going to be gone. And instead of us treating him like he's gone, he's still getting FaceTime. He's still getting all the other stuff. And that just makes me angry, you know, to think about it. And, you know, he said some stuff the other day, and I'm hearing some stuff now out of this IG report. You better wake up, GOP. You better wake up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. These gun stocks are beyond anything that the gun makers ever considered. Well, okay, let me rephrase that. Most of the time to get a gun stock like this, you had to go a custom route, and I mean a high-dollar custom route. What you're getting is the same kind of quality and increased ergonomics at a price everybody can afford. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I guess in a lot of ways, the easiest thing that, for me to do would be to be quiet and let the left establishment continue to attack Trump for refusing to submit to the demands of a bunch of foreigners, right? See, when they're attacking Trump, they're attacking me and you if you voted for him. Now, as Napoleon warned, perhaps, you know, sort of cryptically but accurately, you should never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. And it is crazy to think the American people are going to punish a president who sides with them over that schnitzel-snarfing frowl or Mansour-le eyebrows and the rest of the globalist twits. And let's not even get started on how they can't help but manufacture reasons why Trump shouldn't take a chance on avoiding a war that would lead to thousands of normal American families burying sons and daughters, or maybe taking us back to the Middle Ages. Why should we do that? So shaking Rocket Man's hand is pretty much Munich too. And Norkening, you know, but I really shouldn't complain. It's getting so the elite need to register their activities as in-kind contributions to the Trump 2020 campaign. Who thinks that normal Americans will be mad about Trump fulminating over how we're putting our cash and our blood on the line against Putin for the Europeans, and they won't even meet the piddly 2% spending level that they promised. One of the elite's favorite fallbacks is that demanding our allies carry their own rucksack for once is totally playing into Vlad's hands. How? Well, reasons, and because. Putin has become the all-purpose boogeyman now, though the transnational leftist elite were perfectly happy to suck up to him until he became more useful as a pumped-up threat than a cash cow. Half a mil for a speech? That seems legit. Uranium one, anybody? Cool. It's sort of weird how these fuss budgets were AWOL during the real Cold War. They don't seem upset about that stuff, only about the stuff that involves taking America's side. So who does the elite side with? Well, not America. Never America. I say we should side with ourselves, and so does the president. And I keep asking the establishment shills why America has some moral obligation to tolerate foreign countries imposing higher tariffs upon us than we impose upon them. Doesn't that seem sort of facially unfair? So there's got to be a really good reason, because how can you support our working people facing a higher obstacle to trade than the foreigners do? What's wrong with the level playing field? Isn't that what they want? Isn't that what they're always calling for, the level playing field? Fair is fair. But, you know, I never get a good answer for that one. But I get responses. Most of them are weekly snarky, comments, tweets, informing me that I don't know anything about economics, and the rest are a smorgasbord of puny personal attacks. And listen, those attacks don't mean anything to me. You can tell that because I don't do anything about it. I'll do something about a real attack, but just calling me names, I don't play that one with you. I'm not going to get into that game with you. But no one can seem to tell me why we have some sort of moral duty to engage in trade relationships with other countries that are not equal in any way. They're not precisely equal. And maybe I am an idiot, like they say, but calling me one doesn't answer the question. Tariffs are never good. Free trade is better, but in what world is free trade free when we are only free to face higher tariffs in our competitor countries? Now, apparently in the world of the leftist transnational globalist elite, they're the citizens of the world, you know. But I'm a citizen of the United States. Aren't you? And I thought collusion with foreign leaders to influence American policy was wrong. And yet all I see are the left and their FritoCon travelers and their media minions commiserating with outsiders, with foreigners, against the guy who normal Americans elected as a president. Collusion, if you will. To change American policy to what foreigners want. That sounds sort of serious, doesn't it? It's almost as if all this talk about collusion was a bunch of baloney from the word go. So no wonder normal people are getting militant. Actually, the elite doesn't think they're really colluding with outsiders. They're colluding with insiders, their real constituency, the like-minded elites across the globe. They don't represent the United States, and they don't care about the United States, and they don't care about the people of the United States. That is not whose interests they're seeking to protect. When your job gets shipped to Oaxaca, so somebody who looks like Mitt Romney can import the products you use to make back into the USA, don't look to the elite to care. No, they're just going to clap. They're seeking to ensure that their own gravy train doesn't get derailed. And this is why they tell you, in between informing you how stupid you are, that there are only a few tariffs out there and they don't matter. They don't matter to them, to these think tank jockeys and media scribblers. They're not the guys getting up at 4 a.m. to milk the cows or to harvest the soybeans the tariffs target. They've never worked on a vehicle assembly line. So what does it matter to them if Germany's tariff on U.S. cars is four times ours to theirs? Of course, the tariffs on U.S. products don't matter to the elite. They aren't the guys who lose their jobs when their company picks up and moves to Vietnam. Now, if it was up to me, there would be no tariffs. But the elite isn't for that. It's only against tariffs we impose to retaliate for the tariffs that the foreigners impose. And now the elite, apparently, they're apparently against peace talks, but they aren't the ones who would fight the war Trump is trying to prevent in North Korea. Turns out the peace talks have been terrible since January of 2017. Who knew? Now, Donald Trump is a disruptor. He's disrupting the fat, arrogant, and corrupt elite in the web of self-dealing it has spun over the last 7 decades. And is Trump putting at risk everything that's been built in the last 70 years? God, I hope so. Because the system that was built over the last 70 years is no longer working for all of us. It works really well for a few of us, but that's just not enough anymore. We are awake. And we are militant, and the tan-tweeting reckoning that is Donald Trump is at hand. And we have to support what he's trying to do. Because for all of you that would say, I don't want my sons or daughters going to war, he's trying to keep that from happening. For all of you that say, I only want to buy American, he's trying to make it to where you can afford to buy American. So everything that you want, he's trying to make happen. And in the meantime, we hear this incessant mewling from a bunch of leftist fat cats who and their little buddies on the establishment GOP. All of them, without a doubt. You guys make me sick. You make me ill to think about you. Now, there's a difference between me volunteering to go to war and something happening where we have to go to war. And that's the biggest difference that nobody gets. But coming up next, we're going to be joined by a young man named Robert Patton. I use his product. You've heard his product here on the show. We're going to talk about how his product worked for me because it made a big difference for me this past weekend. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.